Well, good morning, everyone. A wonderful celebratory system to indeed celebrate and welcome our new president of the University of Missouri system. And he'll be introduced a bit later, but this is a wonderful occasion for all of you, and thank you so much for being here this morning. You're really an incredibly beautiful audience. Let me say on behalf of my fellow chancellors, the general officers of the University of Missouri system, my wife, Ann, and the entire Mizzou community and the community of Columbia, it's wonderful to have this opportunity to celebrate what we've all been waiting for, and it comes at just a wonderful time for us. I want to thank especially our chair of the Board of Curators, Warren Erdman, and his fellow curators for conducting a very successful search. And we're all looking forward to seeing the results of that. But that group deserves a round of applause. Let's join me in doing that. I want to also give a special thanks to a person I've enjoyed working with so much over this past year, and that is a fellow alumnus of all of you out there who are alums of the University of Missouri, Steve Owens, who served as interim president for the University of Missouri system this past year. And we know he's looking forward to returning to his post as general counsel, and we'll continue to work with him as that. But he deserves our deepest appreciation for his leadership and the support that he's provided to us all along. Steve, thank you very much. This year, as you know, we had a wonderful 100-year anniversary celebration of the University of Missouri's homecoming. We welcomed everyone back to campus to relive traditions, to look at the progress we've made, and most importantly, to look to the future. And as you will see today, is very much of a special homecoming in its own right. So I welcome you, and it's a pleasure for me at this time to turn the program over to Interim President Steve Owens. Steve.
This is quite a crowd, my goodness. Well, thank you, Brady. Let me begin by saying it's been both an honor and a privilege to work with you and your campus colleagues this past year. So thank you and your staff for your efforts and your support. Thank you very much. I also want to say that I appreciate the confidence the Board of Curators showed in me by naming me interim president last January. Serving as president of the university for the past year has been both an honor and for me, a labor of love. So thank you, Board of Curators. Many people who have been at the university much longer than I have commented that 2011 has been the busiest year in memory. And what we have achieved together this year is truly a testament to teamwork and a dedication to meeting and, whenever possible, exceeding the expectations of all those who entrust us to educate students, provide quality health care, pursue innovative research, cultivate entrepreneurs, and serve our state's rural and urban communities. I have, this year, developed great respect and a deeper appreciation for the role of the system president. This is a big job, but thankfully, it's one that is surrounded and supported by many talented, hardworking, and capable people who love the university just as much as I do. We've worked hard this year to continue the important work of the university in a quality fashion, to do it under team leadership with integrity and intellectual honesty, and to transition the university as smoothly as possible to the next president. And so I extend my deepest thanks to the curators and to all of my colleagues at the system and on this campus for making this happen. To our new president, my colleagues join me in the warmest of welcomes. We know that you're chomping at the bit to get started, and we appreciate you taking our suggestion to hold off your start date in order to give us more time to properly prepare you to lead this great university. We pledge to do whatever we can to support you as you lead our university's efforts to advance Missouri in every dimension. For me, I look forward to returning to my role as General Counsel. So I'd like to extend a special thanks to Acting General Counsel Phil Hoskins for doing an absolutely superb and in a lot of cases a little bit too good a job this year. And finally, I'd like to extend our profound thanks to Warren Erdman for his leadership and to the entire search committee for its focus, diligence, and unselfish willingness to spend countless hours in pursuit of an outstanding new president for the university system. At the outset of the search, Warren and other members of the search committee literally traveled the state, holding formal public forums and attending small gatherings, asking Missourians what they wanted in the next president of the state university. Their extraordinary effort has led to this successful result. So thanks and congratulations to them. And Warren, a special thank you from all of us. We are grateful for your service above and beyond. And now I invite you to introduce our next president.
Well, this is something pretty special for me, too. Thank you, Steve, and I'm going to share just a little bit about who's our next president and give you a little bit of context of how we got here. But let me begin by saying that when we learned last January that, unfortunately, President Forsey would have to step down as the president of the university, we all took great comfort in knowing that Steve Owens would be able to step in. That comfort allowed us the time and the focus to search for a new president and not be in a hurry. We knew that the day-to-day operations would be in good hands, and they were. So, Steve, again, thanks to you and to your team for stepping up and filling the void. You didn't miss a beat, and you did so in what many have described to be the most eventful year in our history. On behalf of the entire University of Missouri and the Board of Curators, a deep and heartfelt thank you. Today is an exciting day. A new chapter is opened in our university's history, and excitement and optimism fills the air. To my colleagues on the Board of Curators, Curator Van Maitre, Pam Henriksen, and Don Downing, thanks for your patience, thanks for your persistence, thanks for your attention to detail, and thanks for your dedication to our search. We have completed our task, and we can be proud of the work we did on behalf of our constituents. To the many stakeholders of our great university, please know that the search committee took great care. We wanted to honor the feedback that you gave us last spring when we held stakeholder meetings around the state. You came and gave us your input, and you told us the qualities that you wanted in your next president. You told us you wanted the president to have passion for higher education and our university's mission, to lead with vision and to inspire creativity, to leverage our resources to advance Missouri's economy, our citizens' education, their health and culture, to serve tirelessly as a champion for public higher education in Missouri, and to create a culture of transparency and accountability and shared governance with the faculty. You told us that you wanted to have someone who had academic, business, political acumen in order to lead our university, to be a champion for positive and diverse learning environments, to assemble and develop and then empower a staff of leaders. And you told us you wanted our president to understand and respect the uniqueness of each of our four campuses. And most importantly, you wanted our next president to appreciate our great state, our Midwestern culture, its socioeconomic environment, and most importantly, respect and empower our greatest aspirations for the future. I'm pleased to report to you today that these qualities that you wanted in the 23rd president of the University of Missouri are the qualities that we will find in our next president. Our next president is a Missourian. He grew up in Missouri. He went to high school in Missouri and led his high school football team to a state championship as its quarterback. He is a graduate of the University of Missouri Trulask School of Business. He is the son of two members of the academy, one of whom is a career member of our University of Missouri faculty. He comes back to us now as a successful graduate with a successful 30-year career in business, where he paid his dues and learned from the best, where he learned, led, and then transformed large businesses, navigating them successfully through change and challenge with experience in finance, personnel, management, and marketing. He comes back to us now with national and international experience, but with a heart that always stayed in Missouri. He's highly motivated to protect its great traditions and its reputation. He knows the vital importance of and respects its faculty, its students, its alumni, and friends. He listens and respects the opinions of others, and he values their knowledge. He respects the unique role of each of our campuses. He knows his own strengths and respects the strengths of others who he will need. He has passion, vision, and experience, and humility. He can sell our university to others, and he's a good communicator. He's honest, and he has integrity. Our next president, John P. Cotter, an internationally known expert on leadership and change, and a professor emeritus at the Harvard School of Business, says this: "The U.S. higher education industry is clearly a global leader. Maintaining its leadership position will require significant change. Leadership and success will hinge on creating a sense of urgency for change that translates into a meaningful strategy that is embraced by the institution. I believe your next president will help the University of Missouri create this change agenda that will position them for success in the future." Ladies and gentlemen, the next president of our university is a Missourian who has done well, and now he wants to come home and give back to the university that prepared him for success. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the 23rd president of the University of Missouri, Timothy M. Wolfe.
Brady, I have to agree with you. This is a beautiful crowd. Warren, thank you for your confidence and kind words. I'd also like to thank the other members of the Board of Curators for giving me this opportunity to lead and to serve this outstanding university. Thank you, Brady and Steve, for the warm welcome. This is a very, very special homecoming for my family and me. Especially what makes this so outstanding, this opportunity so outstanding, is the ability to lead this institution that has had such a remarkable past and today is advancing the state in so many dimensions. This university has the unbelievable potential to affect the lives of the 72,000 students that we currently have on campus, and that comes through the quality and commitment of our faculty and staff. The university also has the unique ability to touch a lot of Missourians. And the touching of those Missourians comes through our outstanding healthcare system, the professionals and programs, and our extension outreach to every county on every single day, through our ability to help small businesses grow and prosper, and through our ability to create new businesses and jobs when we move our faculty innovation from research out into the marketplace. Serving this great institution is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for me, and I commit my full attention and energy to this endeavor. It's obvious to me, and I need to make it obvious to everybody in the state of Missouri, that the University of Missouri system is the state's greatest asset. I guess by now you're saying, well, Who's Tim Wolf? So let me try and help with the answer of that question. As Warren said, first and foremost, I'm a proud Missourian. I grew up in Columbia. I'm a result of the Columbia Public Schools system. I graduated from MU's Truax College of Business. After college, I joined IBM, and I spent 20 fantastic years in a variety of leadership positions. After IBM, I joined a global consulting company called Covansis as their executive vice president. And subsequently, I joined a software company named Novell as the president of the Americas. In April of this year, the Novell Corporation was acquired by the Attachment Company. A few months later, while I was enjoying my short time of, some people call it unemployment, some people call it retirement, the new term that the executive team at Novell that were all in the same position, we called it fun employment. So we were fun employed for a period of time until I got a call from Warren inquiring about my interest in the role of president of the system. Needless to say, I was flattered by the call, but I'd really never considered following in my parents' footsteps of having a role in higher education. After spending many hours talking with a number of people about what this opportunity meant, talking to people about the presidency, talking to people about higher education in general, and then doing a lot of personal research as to the opportunity, I concluded that my Missouri roots, my leadership experiences, as well as my passion for higher education could help further the university system in its quest for excellence in teaching, research, service, and economic development. Let me spend a few seconds talking to you about where this passion for higher education comes from. It's both biological and intellectual. First of all, it starts with my parents. Both of my parents, as you've heard, are college professors. My dad, Joe, taught in the communication department here in the Missouri College of Arts and Science for 30 years. My mother, Judith, who's also here today, earned her bachelor's degree in education, two masters, one in library information science, one in public administration, and if that wasn't enough, she also got her law degree. All of these degrees were from the University of Missouri. For nearly two decades, she has been a law professor at the Massachusetts School of Law in Andover. So I guess, in conclusion, my passion is in my DNA for higher ed. In addition to this biological attraction to higher ed, I also have this intellectual and business attraction over the years to universities. I currently serve on the University of Missouri College of Truax College of Business, Strategic Development Board. Previously, I was on the University of Arkansas's Business School Board. I've also spent considerable time at Harvard. I graduated from their advanced management program in 1995. I have a lot of friends that are professors at the college at Harvard University, and I've used them as well as friends at Babson, Wharton, to have strategic discussions as well as economic development opportunities. And lastly, we worked with these professors at creating customized training for the companies that I represented. Coming back home to Missouri has long been a dream for our family. My wife, Molly, who's here today, grew up in Kansas City. And in the interest of full disclosure, she attended a university west of here with the initials KU. But I do promise you that she will wear proudly the colors of our four universities. Right? Thank you. You all heard her, or you saw her nod, right? Okay, thank you. My 16-year-old twins, Tyler and Madison, also here, are 16, soon to be 17, are juniors in high school, are in the process of looking at colleges. Yes, they will look at our four campuses, and no, they will not look at the university that I mentioned previously. I'd like to now introduce my wife, Molly, my daughter, Madison, my son, Tyler, and my mom and dad. If you would please stand up, I'd appreciate it. Thank you very much. Since we're on the topic of families, let me now talk about the University of Missouri System family. I want to thank all our colleagues across the system again for the opportunity to work with you as your next president. I'd like to thank you in advance for all that you will continue to do to fulfill our mission in serving the state of Missouri, that we are viewed as leaders amongst our peers and we're ultimately recognized as the best public research university, not only in the nation, but in the world. I'd also like to thank the Board of Curators for their faith and confidence in me. I will depend upon the Board of Curators to help me navigate this large university ecosystem, and also I'll need to lean on them constantly for their advice and counsel on significant matters of policy, strategic positioning, and of course funding, which we've already talked about this morning. The four chancellors and the system general officers have been very welcoming, and they will play a major role in preparing and supporting me for the challenges ahead. For that, I extend my sincerest thanks to each of them. I also want to take an opportunity to thank the members of the Presidential Search Committee that braved this surprise December 6th snowstorm. I thought Columbia was prepared for snowstorms, but that day, obviously, that snuck up on us all. So they came in from all parts of the state of Missouri. It was a great conversation, and I met some brilliant new colleagues, and we've already started exchanging some ideas about what the opportunity holds for us both for the University of Missouri system. There's also a few people that I need to spend some time thanking individually. Steve Owens, thank you for your interim leadership as president. Equally as important, thank you for what you're going to do to help me in transition of this role. He's been a great partner, and I can't wait to work with him for many months and years to come. In addition, thanks to Gary Forsey, who graciously spent considerable amount of time with me, enlightening me on the challenges and the opportunities of being the president. Gary's description of the opportunity to give back to your alma mater, as well as the potential to give more students the same opportunity that he and I enjoyed by attending a University of Missouri campus, that set that strong and firm foundation in which we built our career on. That conversation with Gary really was the difference maker in me deciding to compete as vigorously as possible to be the next president for the University of Missouri system. I also want to thank Board Chair Warren Erdman for the call he made to me, as well as his stewardship in leading a very thorough search process that resulted in me standing in front of you today. The University of Missouri system is very fortunate to have someone as capable and as committed as Warren, and indeed the same commitment is shared by the rest of the curators, so I thank the curators for the search as well. The thoroughness and the intensity of this search process was very illuminating to me. What I found out was the faculty across all the campuses are clearly committed to delivering quality education and conducting meaningful applied and basic research. And they fully understand the importance of doing so for the future, not only the students, but the citizens and all the businesses across the wonderful state of Missouri. Let me proudly give you a few examples of what their commitment has led to. Our student population is increasing, and for the past 9 years, the Columbia campus has been the fastest growing Association of American University Schools. Let me remind you that the AAU is the top 61 schools based on research, both public and private, in U.S. and Canada. So it is the best of the best from a school ranking, and we're number one in growth in the Columbia campus. In addition to the Columbia campus, the other three campuses has also experienced record growth. So not only is quantity up, but also the quality of the students that are coming in is increasing dramatically as well. The ability of our freshmen that are coming to our campuses as measured by their average ACT score has increased. The important diversity percentages statistics have increased. Retention, as measured by how many of your students stay from your freshman to sophomore year, have also increased. And then finally, the graduation rates, as measured by how many people graduate within 6 years, has also been has increased at the same time. Excuse me. So let me draw a conclusion that if you happen to send your your child to the University of Missouri, here's what you're going to expect. First of all, any of the systems, system campuses, it's a great place to come. Once they're there, they're going to stay, and they'll graduate on time. Those are bragging rights that are really unique to the four campuses that we have at the University of Missouri system. In addition, the research, we're now running at $330 million annually, which is very, very strong. Needs to get bigger, but it's very strong right now. The university extension team has continued to touch over 1 million Missouri citizens on an annual basis, and they touch them through their small business growth programs, providing nutrition and health support to the state, as well as cultivating our state's young people with the 4-H and the other programs. Our university healthcare system continues to serve our fellow citizens. In the last year, 21,000 patients have been admitted to one of our university healthcare system hospitals. In addition to that, 500,000 people have visited their clinics. And on top of that, the faculty and alumni are providing healthcare support to doctors, to remote doctors and other healthcare providers across the state. So the number of citizens that we actually touch through our healthcare system extension program is far greater than the million that I just referenced earlier. I'm also, the last accomplishment that I'm also proud to talk about is the decision that Brady and Mike made relative to joining the SEC. That took courage and is absolutely the right decision for our flagship campus, and I'm tremendously excited to be part of the SEC. So what I'd like to ask is, all the accomplishments that I've just talked to, could we all give a round of applause to everybody that contributed to that? The recognition is well deserved. The interesting thing is, these amazing results were achieved across the university system are even more meaningful because of the economic environment that we're in, as well as the 10-year slide in state funding. So even though there's been pressure from a funding standpoint, pressure from a support standpoint, that didn't slow us down, and we still continued to deliver unbelievable accomplishments. Also, as part of this intense search process, I found out that each of our campuses are truly unique, and we have success, and each one of them individually has successfully identified the needs of the marketplace that they have chosen to serve. They put strategies in place to serve that marketplace that they've defined, and they're well into the execution of those strategies. I compliment them for the success that they've achieved. If we're going to keep this momentum, which I think we will, we have to continue to find ways to creatively deliver high-quality education to more people at a lower cost. More extensive use of technology for our e-learning initiatives is critical to our mission. We have to increase the amount of research we do, as well as work with Missouri's business leaders and political leaders at coming up with an economic development agenda that leads to more job creation for the graduates that will come from our four campuses. The University of Missouri system is in place to serve our four campuses. Our job is to help foster the innovation and entrepreneurship that currently exists on the campuses. As president, I will ensure that the system continues to work with the campuses to provide accountability to our constituents on our success against specific goals. We support the intent of Governor Nixon's performance-based funding challenge, and we will be accountable for our results. Also, the university system needs to facilitate the discussion of what we want to look like in the future and how we will get there. We need to chart our own course, not have somebody else chart that course for us. I need to initiate a dialogue with the entire university family, and that's faculty, staff, students, alumni, donors, supporters, how we will identify, and by engaging them, we will identify the plan for emerging opportunities that are in the marketplace today. We also need to plan for where critical new revenue streams and capital needs come from, and how we can address the learning challenge in the new information age that at the end of the day will result in more student success. Before I start this dialogue, I need to learn more about the University of Missouri system. There's no shortcut in this important education. It's going to take time. I will need to take advantage of the incredible expertise and knowledge that resides in our faculty, alumni, and donors. Over the next couple months, I am looking forward to visiting each of the campuses and meeting with each one of these constituency groups to listen to what their ideas, opportunities, and challenges are. Admittedly, this will be a cram course, and I'm just like in college, I expect to have to pull a few all-nighters, but I'm up for this challenge. Steve Owens has agreed to serve in the interim role as president while I begin my journey of enlightenment. When I move into University Hall in mid-February, I'll be more prepared to, as they say, drink from the fire hose, and I'm looking forward to that. After absorbing as much as I can in my travels and in my conversations, the system family needs to begin the formal process of charting our future. Our priorities, how we engage business, political, and civic leadership of the state as we go forward. This process, this formal process that we will build together needs to be inclusive and open. In the proudest tradition of the Academy, it needs to incorporate differing points of view, weighing many options and alternatives, respecting every opinion brought into the dialogue, and it needs to set the course that we can all get behind, have ownership in, and be successful in implementing. In the end, we need to have a vision that illuminates to our state and all of our important constituency groups the critical importance of higher education in our economy, our health, and for our future generations. If we do our job, our vision and strategies will be so compelling that we attract the support and financial resources from the state, from businesses, from alumni and donors to fund our growth and pay our people competitive wages and be recognized as Missouri's greatest asset. I understand I do not have a career in academia, but I vividly understand the importance of higher education, and I respect and admire the Academy and all that it does. I will work tirelessly with all of you to enable our campuses to realize their full potential and find resources necessary to give Missouri the technology, the research, and the educated citizenry that it needs to compete and to provide meaningful employment for our young people in the future. Our mission is clear. Our ability to realize our potential requires collaboration, requires creativity, making tough trade-offs, hard work, teamwork, of course, impeccable execution, a sense of humor, and the financial resources to execute our strategy. I'm confident that we have the team or family to make this happen, and I'm ecstatic and proud to be the newest member of the University of Missouri family. Thank you again for bestowing this great honor and responsibility in me. I take it as a solemn obligation to each of you and each of the university's constituencies. I can't wait to get started. From my family to yours, happy holidays, and again, thanks.
Thank you. Let me stay up here.